Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
We have no guests today.
I know. It's good. It's quiet. It's a quiet studio.
We may kill each other today.
We spent the past 20 minutes laughing our ass off, though.
Yes. That's called show prep.
That's what it is.
I would like to give a shout out. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, past, present, and future. And for you women that don't have children but may have influenced or raised children, I just want to say happy Mother's Day. The Reverend Ken Blanchard is a good friend of mine, and he gave a speech once at the South Jersey Shooting Club, and he said that it's important that we get women involved in the shooting sports because ultimately they're the moms, and we all know in many households moms make the final decision. Moms drive the direction of the household. Many times dad will say, ask your mother.
Yeah, right? Yeah, we had dads like that.
And so what I'm calling everybody out today is, in honor of Mother's Day, you know, Sandy always says, each one, reach one. Now, remember, if you're a member of the Woodland Park Range, if you bring a new person in, you'll get a poker chip. And when we have the grand reopening, when the expansion's done, those poker chips are going to come in use for something that I'm not going to tell you what it is yet, because I haven't decided yet either. But we always say, each one, reach one. So I want all of our listeners out there to look around in their social circle, in their family circle, and see what female haven't I brought to the range to try shooting. Whether they might like it or not, you need to work on somebody and bring them in. And that's the Mother's Day challenge here, because they are our future. They are the ultimate decider if Junior is going to go shooting or not. You know, in the climate we're in today, it's very hard. You don't have police athletic leagues. You don't have as many scouting events or 4-H club or Royal Rangers and so other civic organizations like that. It's taboo in so many places. So the moms, we need to get the moms involved. So everybody out there, and if they're not moms, someday they might be a mom.
Yep.
So grab a female. Do not physically grab the female, please.
We can't do that anymore.
Don't get me in trouble. Yeah, you can't do it any less either.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, approach a female in your life, whether it's professional or personal, or a neighbor, and let's get him over to the range and introduce him to shooting. Now, you know, the Woodland Park Range is female friendly as you're ever going to find in a range, and I know some of you might not have ranges like that. So some tips I just want to discuss is, when you're going to bring a female to the range, try to choose an indoor and outdoor range, an indoor or outdoor range that is least hygienically presentable.
Yeah.
Okay, because you're going to leave a lasting impression on this female. All right, and they're not like guys where most of us, you know, we could just urinate in a spackle bucket behind a tree or something. You know, you want to go to a place that is as inviting and female friendly as we can possibly find in our industry. Make sure you let them wear earplugs as well as earmuffs.
Yeah.
Make sure they're comfortable. Make sure they don't have a low cut blouse or a V-neck shirt on, where a piece of hot brass could either go down the front of the shirt or down the back of the shirt with a collar.
Often have we seen that?
Too many times. Yeah. You know, let them wear a crew neck shirt with a baseball cap on. Give them a little primer before you take them to the range on safety and everything. Start them with a .22, then maybe a .38 or a 9mm. If you're going to let them shoot an AR, don't have something that the muzzle brake is wide open and it blows the targets down on both sides of you and shoots dragon's breath 2 miles down the range. You know, a lot of guys,
yeah, they
like to do that. So,
and they like to put it on YouTube, too, which is
correct.
Foolish.
But think about this, the influence. When you want to take your kids or your nephew shooting, there's a woman behind that kid, that's whether it's male or female,
that's right,
that's going to make that decision. So it's the Mother's Day challenge from Gun for Hire and Woodland Park Range. I just think it's important that everybody put their best foot forward. Now, if you belong to a small little mom and pop range and, you know, it tends to be a boys club or something like that, you know, if you have a good rapport, alert the shopkeeper and say, you know, I'm bringing my Aunt Martha here shooting next week. So, you know, I'd like her to have a pleasurable experience. So maybe you could pull up your pants and brush your teeth. you know what I mean? So because it still exists out there. We know
it. We
and,
do.
You know, we've been trying to break this stereotype for many, many years. So there's many little things that you can do. Make sure they have comfortable clothing. Teach them the basic safety rules before you go to the range. Tell them what to expect when they get there. It could be loud. It could be overbearing. You know, I'm fortunate where I see thousands of people stream in and out of this place, and I read body language all day, you know.
Yes.
And you see the, you know, guys will hide it as much as possible because it's supposed to be in our
DNA.
They'll try to hide it. But, you know, I could see the women, they come in closed body language, and they're like, they seem like they're a little shy or whatever. And then they're walking out, you know, they're holding their target. They're screaming, I'll be back, you know. And I joke, I'm like, don't threaten me, you know, when they tell me they're going to be back. And yeah, I see the change, the transformation, and very, very rarely do I see somebody walk out and go, oh, it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
I see it, but I'm talking one out of 500 or 1,000 times.
Yeah, it's not very often.
So everybody that's listening to this today, if you just sit down and close your eyes and think about the women that you come in, encounter and you encounter on a daily basis, whether it's personal or professional. Sandy, as I'm talking, a woman just walked by with another woman. She was probably 90 years old, and she was with her daughter. I've never seen them before, okay? So that's what I'm talking about. That's what we want to do. But you have to set a new shooter up for success and not failure.
Yes.
All right, just because you're a guy, and there's girls listening to this too that'll introduce girls to shooting, but see, women know
what
women have to deal with, whether it's the counter staff, whether it's the hygiene, or whether it's how to dress and how to act.
Right.
You know, etiquette in the range. So,
well, they have a little more brains.
Oh, they have a lot more brains, unfortunately, for us guys. We're dumb. So, you know, just think about in your life who you have that you might be able to introduce to it. And just tell them that you have a challenge from Gun for Hire Radio, especially if it's someone who's been on the fence there. We're not sure if they want to come to the range or not. And, you know, just let's get the word out there. Each one reach one, as Sandy always says. So, again, moms, potential moms, future moms, past moms, happy Mother's Day.
Tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing. Which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
it's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick. But just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at LipstickBodyguard.com.
Just follow the link on the GunForHireRadio.com homepage.
No rules. No apologies. No holding back. Gun for Hire Radio. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
If you're not following Gun for Hire on Twitter, you should be, because every day I get banned from at least one anti-gun politician.
Well, that's a surprise.
Our Twitter feed is GUN4HYR. GUN4HYR. I've been off on a tear the past couple of weeks. And,
you? That's so out of character.
Yeah, you know, it took 3 days for Menendez to block me, believe it or not.
3 days?
Yeah.
He was being gracious.
Ainsley Reynolds gets it because I called him Pumpkinhead, and then I got banned. So thank you, Ainsley. But if anybody, if you take a good look at, Menendez, he's got a pumpkin head.
He does, yes.
Yeah, he has a pumpkin head.
Well, opinion, of course.
In my opinion. Yeah. Let's talk about sponsorship here. SafeCon, all right? John Willett is running SafeCon, and he's currently seeking exhibitors and sponsors for our 2017 event. It's going to be September 23rd in Princeton, New Jersey, and the domain is njsafecon.net. Dr. Renucci, who's a platinum member here, asked me about it the other day, and I said, you know, Doc, you could buy an ad. You know, you're a dentist, and he does, you know, he did my implant. You know, he does all of that specialty stuff. I said, you can buy an ad because us two-way people like to keep it in the family. So, and, you know, Roger Garrett at PurelyWater.com. And look, yep. Roger just got another free plug from us for supporting the cause.
Right.
You know, what did Ben Franklin say? We hang together or we'll hang separately?
Absolutely.
Okay, so September 23rd is SafeCon. John is lining up guest speakers. Scott Bach is behind him. Trying to get more guest speakers from NRA, like we had Cam Edwards last time. I'm going to be talking to Bob Ferguson, who's my handler from the Heritage Society and Ring of Freedom that I belong to with the NRA. We're going to see if we can maybe get a surprise guest or two to come down. John's working on having the state police come down. So there's going to be booths, exhibitors, and lecturers all day.
Plus, it's a good opportunity to just hang with other gun people.
Correct.
So you could, you know, you have a discussion about the things that we're passionate about without worrying about people hating us.
You know, and we talk about it every time, that let's keep it in the family. If you have a product or service, you should be advertising. You should be a part of this, because 2A people do not want to give their money to people that are going to give it to Bloomberg's Anytown for gun safety. Or imagine this, ladies and gentlemen, if you live in the New York metro area, you hire an electrician only to find out he donates $10,000 a year to Loretta Weinberg.
Right.
Okay, which is possible.
Very possible.
All right, so I'm
very
telling
probable.
You all, njsafecon.net. Go on the site, email John, tell him you're interested in being a sponsor or a supporter or an exhibitor. You don't have to exhibit if you don't want to. Now, it's a statewide thing, so if your business is north, south, east, or west of Princeton, do not shy away from it.
Right.
Okay, you'll be on the website with a hyperlink. You'll be in the brochure that John hands out at every show, which has a lot of info in it. Most people don't throw it out, you know. There'll be all the 2A big hitters. You know, Schmutter will probably be there. Knappen will probably be there. Bach, I don't know. I'm just throwing it out. RTSP, Bullet Hole signs on. I sign on, you know. Tactical Training Center out in Flemington are there. Bob Vaiden was at the first one with Bob's little, you know. I'm plugging all of my competitors, by the way.
Yeah, right.
Because we're all in one community. You know, a lot of people give me accolades for that all the time, that I always stay above the fray. But remember, don't piss me off, because I take stuff personal. New Jersey Gun Forums, don't ever go on and look at the stuff I've had to deal with there. But and I love New Jersey Gun Forums, but you know, sometimes these keyboard commandos. The last thing I posted was, please PM me your phone number or your address, and we can meet and discuss it further. Okay?
That shut that one down.
All right.
Down,
you know, a guy the other day, I tweeted something the other day. I said, the adults are in charge now. And he wrote, yeah, right, the adults. So I went to his thing. He's like a 40-year-old school teacher. And the heading of his Twitter feed is Power Rangers. And he lists that he's a full-time teacher and a full-time gamer. So my next tweet to him was, just sit back for the next 4 to 8 years. Maybe the blue Power Ranger will be president next. He never responded back to me. I went to look. He blocked me.
Yeah.
You know, if you're 40 years old and the Power Rangers are on your profile pic on Twitter, yeah, you know, I mean, because that's probably the only pic his mom approved.
Probably so.
That he could have on his Twitter feed. So Twitter feed, going back to that, is GUN4HYR. So SafeCon is going to be September 23rd in Princeton. Gun for Hire Radio will be there. I don't know if we're going to be doing the radio show this year. Sandy wanted to do like a man on the street thing where we walk around and we interview people and tape it. And then,
yeah, that might be fun.
And
yeah,
then patch something together. I don't know what we're going to do yet. But we're going to be there. We're a platinum sponsor. So everybody else out there should do it. It's a lot of fun. If you live on the Pennsylvania border or New York State, you should come down and see how we do it. Scott Buck is running for re-election for NRA. He needs like 800 petition signatures.
He likes those rubber chicken dinners that he gets for free.
If you're a life member or you've been a member for 5 years in a row, you are eligible to vote, and you're also eligible to sign a petition. Petitions are at Cherry Ridge right now and also at the Woodland Park Range at the front desk. You need your NRA number, your address, and your name, and you come down and sign the petition. I started already. If the sun, stars, and moon align, 12 months from now, we'll have a petition for me again. So we'll see if I'm going to do it or not.
We shouldn't have announced that too early.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know if I'm up.
The NRA does listen to this show.
I really didn't want to run this cycle with Scott because I feel I'll hurt him because we're opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
And I understand he's a backroom tactician, which he's been very successful with a lot of things. I know he doesn't get credit for it. But the other thing is he doesn't grandstand. And I'm a grandstander, and I'm a disruptor. And, you know, I probably only do a three-year term at the board, but, oh, imagine the fun. Yeah. Imagine the fun.
I would actually maybe go to NRA meetings.
imagine the fun. Like, why does he come to board meetings with water balloons filled with paint? So I'm going to boil your blood a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Ohio.
Don't go too far into blood boiling.
Then we'll talk about it.
You got about 30 seconds before
Scott
the break.
Bach's website is bachbio.com, B-A-C-H-B-I-O.com. He's in the process of updating the website. He's also executive director of ANJRPC. He's been a board member for a long time. He is a lawyer. He's pretty much wired in with NRA. So bachbio.com. NJSafeCon. For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients.
And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Broadcasting truth from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
So this segment is brought to you by Liberty Office Suites, libertyofficesuites.com. Ron Sousa has two locations, one on New Road in Parsippany and one off Changebridge Road in Montville. He has a meeting room that can hold 70 people. He has 38 furnished offices, and for as little as $52 a month, you can have a professional environment. Check out libertyofficesuites.com. So, Sandy, you know, Oreo used to be, for me, a store-bought, the most perfect cookie. You know, the balance of flavor and everything. And I, now they make 120 different flavors, yeah. And they moved the process from the United States to Mexico.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, and there's been a ton of complaints about quality, texture, taste, consistency. So
I read
an article the other day. Another company says, boy, we used to make a competitor to the Oreo.
Hydrox?
Yep, and we're going to make them, and we're going to use real cane sugar. We're not going to use fructose, no preservatives or anything. So I'd like to present you with a box.
Oh, look at you.
Because I knew that you would like that.
Oh,
for you
absolutely.
Youngsters out there,
yeah.
Hydrox.
Thank you. That's it. We're back.
Cookies are back.
Yeah. They're now back. Made without trans fats or high fructose corn syrup.
Yes, so they're going to give Oreo a run for their money, I believe. Now, I just found out last night there's three sleeves in there, right? I thought one sleeve was a serving.
Well, at least. Yeah. I mean, if you're on a diet. Thank you. This is wonderful. They're not going to make it home.
Yes, they are.
My wife loves these.
I'm going to text Diane right now.
Oh, shit. No, you really can't do that.
So
I got an hour and a half ride home. That's not going to make it.
I bought them on Amazon.com.
Did you really?
I bought 12 packages. And, my mom's getting two for Mother's Day. I've only opened one package. I ate like four. And I gave the package away. I put it out
you can't have an open package.
Because I'll just eat them all.
Oh,
I know,
absolutely.
I'll just eat them all.
Because
they're like crack.
That's for sure.
It's bad.
That and B&W crumb cake.
Oh, my God. What's that, Hackensack?
Hackensack, yeah.
So I was getting into this in Ohio. This is where we are now. And I talked about Mother's Day and moms introducing their kids. In Ohio, a middle school student last week liked an Instagram photo showing an airsoft pellet gun, and the caption said, "Ready." Okay, now, the parents of Zach Lee Bolin, a student at Inglewood Middle School, received a 10-day suspension.
For a like.
The kid that posted the airsoft gun got expelled
from
the school.
Expelled? And it's an airsoft gun.
He said that he put "ready" under the airsoft gun because he had just cleaned it. And it was all ready to be shot, you know?
And it's
they
a toy.
They think he implied ready, like, because he's going to kill everybody.
With an airsoft gun.
Yes, so he got expelled, and this other kid, Zachary Bolin, got a 10-day suspension. Now, I have an update for you. Because
First
of the
Amendment
media
rights are gone
coverage,
with
the,
yes.
The expelled kid got suspended for 10 days, and suspended kid went back to school after only a 2-day suspension. Because of the public outcry.
Well, why should he be even suspended to begin with?
I agree. This is the society we live in today.
This is horrible.
You know, the tolerant left?
Oh, yeah, very tolerant.
The tolerant.
As long as you agree with them.
Yes. Otherwise, we're going to break shit
and
we're going to burn shit down.
And if you notice, we're going to dress like ISIS and then go tear shit down.
So this is what we have to deal with. So all he did was like the image. That's all he did, Sandy. He liked the image.
So First Amendment is gone, Second Amendment is gone.
Well, yeah. Well, again, it's only
free speech if you if you speak what everyone agrees with.
Is that horrible or what?
Oh, that's Now, what type of how old are these kids?
Middle school. So
now
seventh grade. Sixth
look
grade.
At the impression we're leaving on our children, and it's you know I spend a lot of time railing against the anti-gun message in the media, and it's creeping into every single show. You know, from the inside, in the belly of the beast. I can tell you that a lot of
did you ever read
that
book, In the Belly of the Beast?
No, I did not.
That's a great book. Go ahead.
But I can tell you that a lot of the money that from Bloomberg is pumping tremendous amounts of money in, and Soros has been for years.
Oh yeah.
To producers. And if you're a producer of a show, and if all you have to do is agree on the storyline that they're just dropping in the middle of nowhere. If you watch some of your favorite shows, watch some of the most popular shows that are out there today. there was almost 3 weeks running. What is that new show that with Kiefer Sutherland, Survivor or Lone Survivor or something like that? it's they've had an anti-gun screed on that for 3 weeks. Frankie and Grace, which is an Netflix produced series, 3 weeks in a row about how the quote conservative in the group defended her home with a gun and acted ridiculous and almost shot the person who was there. Now she's going to get rid of the gun because all their best friends and.
Wow.
It's just amazing how, and all I have to do is include this storyline or agree to the storyline, and the Soros campaigns and Bloomberg, whatever, pay for the entire production of that episode. So as a businessman, what would you not do
you
that?
You think I can get on the board of the Joyce Foundation?
You probably could. I think with open arms, I think they would love to have you, the Joyce Foundation. You know, probably the Joyce family is probably flipping over in their grave.
You know, the Joyce Foundation also pays to show effeminate men and head of household. They also like to show white males being bumbling, like married with children, like they want us.
Yeah,
like the world. Right. We're all supposed to be like Al Bundy.
Yeah.
They also push the narrative of same-sex marriages and interracial marriages. Now, I don't have a problem with that stuff. You don't have to force feed it to me, though. If a lot of people, you'll notice, if you watch a lot of these home improvement shows and situation comedies, nuclear family, where it's a male and a female and kids, and they're similar in race, is pretty much gone now. Like, you watch these home shopping or home restoration shows, it's all like two guys or a guy or two girls are interracial couples, which, again, live and let live, whatever. But it's done to push it down our throats, to push the liberal leftist agenda.
And Hollywood, see, that's something that the left is so good at that the Republicans suck at, that the right sucks at.
I also think it's our mindset. I think as Republicans, we tend to be more trailblazing individuals, and I think that Democrats run in packs more. They're more like pack mentality.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to do my own stuff. I don't want anybody telling me which way to go.
They tend to be people who go from one controlling situation to another. And it is the mindset of progressivism that, I mean, if you look back into Wilson and even go past that and you go into Fabian socialism, it has always been that mindset that you're too stupid to know what to do, so mommy and daddy have to take care of you.
I believe that when Allah finally comes here with all of the lefties, you know, enabling them, do you think when all the lefties are being beheaded, they'll still have that smug, smarter than you look on their face?
I don't know, because I mean, look at how it changes all the time. You know, it was hashtag dump Comey up or fire Comey up until about 20 minutes before it happened, and then all of a sudden the left is going to flip it back to the other side. But the right is no bad. I mean, there's really no difference between the Republicans and Democrats today. There's just none, which is why I'm not a Republican. To quote who was it? The Republican Party didn't leave me. Oh, the Democrat Party didn't leave me. I left the Democrat. The other way. Who was that? It wasn't Byrd. It was one. Help us out, guys. Who the hell was that?
We're getting old.
Yeah.
So talking about alternate lifestyle, I get a ton of alternate lifestyle people in this range. male couples, female couples. I'm cool with it. With transvestites and everything. Whatever. Shoot away. When I was at NRA annual meeting, I went to a cigar thing, and Dave Koppel was there. And Dave Koppel, if you know him, he's been on TV many a times. Yeah. But he's a member of the Independence Institute, and he's also a member of the Cato Institution. Okay.
So he's a libertarian.
He's a libertarian, but he writes numerous amounts of books, and I'm reading a book right now that he wrote. It's called The Morality of Self-Defense and Military Action, the Judeo-Christian Tradition. So him and I got to talking. Dan Schmutter was with us. Todd Rather was with us, a lobbyist from Arizona. And I told him of that, you know, our range is 14 miles from the city, and we get so many people of alternate lifestyle. And then I told him, you coined the phrase New Jersey closet gun owners. So Dave Koppel says, when your new range opens, he goes, I'm going to come down. I'm going to pay myself to come down. I'm going to speak at the opening of your range or a week after. He goes, I want to host. He goes, I will advertise it. I will issue a press release. His Gun for Hire is having a second coming out party.
Oh, wow.
This
was
his
great.
Idea.
This is his idea.
Now, we've spoken about it three times
wow.
in the past 2 weeks. So he wants to have it because you came out already that your alternate lifestyle, which is cool, especially
yeah.
we're tolerant in the New York metropolitan area. You know, the homophobes are few and far between here. But since you came out once about your sexual preference, now you're going to come out again that you're a gun owner or
wow.
that you like guns. And he wants to issue press release, and he'll get major media hooks, which
oh, sure,
is really
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what do you think of it, Sandy?
I
wanted
think
to run
great.
It past you.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
You know?
Yeah.
Right? Second coming out party.
Wow, we'll that's pretty cool. Yeah.
And we'll invite all the alternate lifestyle people, and we'll all have a good time. And how will the media handle something
even the straight
like that?
People, too, because we still are.
True,
just...
but how will the media handle that?
Oh, I don't
because
know.
Because if you attack a gay
yeah,
gun
you really
owner,
can.
You're
yeah,
attacking
especially,
a gay person,
yeah,
right?
Especially a gay, older gay black woman.
Man, I need
wow.
one of those.
Yeah.
That's what the NRA needs as a president.
Yeah, they need a Rosa Parks.
Like an Obama. You couldn't attack him. Everybody was
absolutely.
Scared of him.
He was Teflon.
Yeah.
You know, for that particular reason. Now, media woke up, I guess. Donald Trumpster is in the, or Richard Nixon, as they're calling him.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
This segment is brought to you by County Line Firearms, countylinefirearmsnj.com. They're on 393 Route 10 East in East Hanover, across the street from the Best Buy. Stop
this
by.
This place
and
really
see.
Is like the League of Nations.
What, you saw the people walking
yeah,
by just now?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
League of Nations. Google it.
Buy and see. We should get rid of the League of Nations. It turned into the United Nations, the League of Nations.
Yes,
didn't it
did. Yeah. Yeah. We should push it into the East River.
Oh. Make a park.
Right.
County Line, but I want the Python.
Right.
County Line Firearms, NJ.com. Chris G from the Best Buy. Stop by and see Carlos and Sherry from the Saw Group works there one day a week as well. Support those who support us. There's a whole flurry going on right now because the concealed carry reciprocity bills have been introduced in the House and Senate. And they're being worked on, believe it or not. While everybody's focusing on Trump's tweeting and you know, what's his name, Gigantor, 6 foot six, Comey getting fired.
Gigantor.
Yeah, and whatever else is going on. By the way, Comey, FBI director, I Googled his net worth last night. He's worth $11 million. I need me a civil service job.
Yeah, absolutely. We got to get some civil service money.
I really need me a civil service job.
I should have never left the frigging government, you know.
How does this happen?
My wife says, well, you're an idiot. Why did you ever leave? I said, because I had to hit myself in the head with a ball-peen hammer every day just to be able to go in a hospital.
It's incredible. So we have these reciprocity bills going on. And, of course, we have Gabby Giffords and Democratic lawmakers are pledging to fight the concealed carry laws. And, you know, I read a good op-ed in the New Jersey Herald, and believe it or not, that, you know, some people do it. And this was the person's name was Angelo DePalma. And Angelo's from Newton. If you listen to the radio show, I'd love to have you come on. But he wrote, some Herald readers are concerned about a bill before Congress that will require New Jersey to honor permits from other states. During the past 30 years, states that routinely issued licenses have risen from fewer than 5 to 47, while murders and violent crime have fallen by half. Okay, nearly every state where Herald readers travel, shop, vacation, and send children to college already allow concealed carry or permitless carry. So I'm asking those readers, do you fear for your lives when skiing in Vermont or attending Parents' Day at your child's upstate New York college?
Very, very well put.
Right? Reasonable disagreements may exist on constitutional or natural right arguments for keeping and bearing arms, but no special legal or theological expertise is required to understand gun and crime statistics. They tell us first that as many as 20 million Americans carry firearms safely, legally, and responsibly daily, and that they have fewer encounters with law enforcement than any other demographic. And as New Jersey crime centers amply demonstrate, criminals are sublimely undeterred by gun control. We know that.
We know
predators
that.
Look for prey.
Right.
So he also wrote, Angelo, New Jersey's archaic gun laws are based on fear-mongering by groups who play on emotions and conveniently ignore facts and the experiences of 47 states. It is therefore time for New Jersey to enter the 21st century and recognize gun permits issued by all U.S. states, just as it recognizes their licenses to operate devices even deadlier than guns.
Yeah.
Automobiles.
Right.
Our state has become a laughing stock for imposing 5 to 10 year jail sentences for acts that carry zero legal consequences in other states. Shanine Allen, Brian Aiken, et al.
Right.
Okay. Concealed carry reciprocity legislation before Congress, while imperfect, would end New Jersey's sadistic persecution of out-of-state gun license holders and institute the right of our own citizens to protect themselves and their families as they see fit by acquiring out-of-state non-resident handgun carry licenses. That was very well written, Angelo. And if you are available, I'd love to have you come on the show. Email talkback@gunforhireradio.com. I think, what do you think, Sandy? He
yeah,
was very eloquent. Yeah. You know, we're all going to have to go to Trenton when this starts, you know, because New Jersey is definitely going to sue the federal government if
that's guaranteed. We can
pass.
I guarantee they've already started working on this.
We'll basically be carrying for about 7 minutes,
right?
If that. Before they squash it.
Yeah.
But you couldn't open this because it's from the Washington Times. I'm sorry. But, you know, they're talking about the House and the Senate bill are back and forth. While everybody's watching what Trump is doing, the diversion that's going on, there's a lot going on with these national reciprocity bills. Angela wrote 47 states. It's more like 45 are really legit, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if some statistics include New Jersey because we do issue carry permits.
Right. Yeah, to the 900 people.
Yeah. So, but, you know, Trump already signed overruling, you know, where Obama wanted to stop if you had Social Security, you couldn't have a gun in your house whatever. And, you know,
if you have somebody help you with your finances, you can't have a gun in the house.
And, you know, his sons were both at the NRA annual meetings walking around, and they're both gun guys. They both have carry permits. They both go hunting. It's going to be a knockdown fight that you can't believe, and I believe it's going to get passed. The House and Senate, we have the votes. It's going to get passed.
Oh, I don't know, Ant.
Why do you say that?
I'm just not getting my hopes up anymore. I'm looking at what happened to Obamacare, and, you know, we're going to repeal and replace, screw replacing it. at this point, let the free market take it over. Just get rid of it. The problem is that everybody wants what exists. There are progressives in both the Republican Party and the Democrat Party. And, you know, you've got a guy in the White House who was a Democrat his whole life. He's influenced tremendously.
But the more the liberals push him, the further right he goes.
That's what we saw. I had a discussion with somebody just the other day in South Carolina. I said, the best thing that could happen is that Trump comes out against the Second Amendment and they'll be pushing in just because they want to go against it. Yeah. All you have to say, we got to get rid of the Second Amendment. And they'd be against it.
So with 44, 45, 47 states already offering it, of course, Gabby Giffords, she pledged to fight this to the death for concealed carry.
Right.
And she also said that the NRA expects something from their endorsement and donations to Donald Trump. Well, when she was a congressman, she didn't take any contributions, you think? And her contributors, they didn't expect something from her?
No, of course not.
It's amazing how the narrative gets flipped all the time. But they're going to fight this to the death. But, you know, there's
47
states.
There would be a lot more
states.
Dead people in that audience where Gabby Giffords was shot if it wasn't for the concealed carry permit holders that were there.
Correct.
That day.
Correct. So, you know, it's interesting. And now we have, of course, Phil Murphy right around the corner in New Jersey.
That's going to be brutal.
And I, you know, Scott Bach and a few other people said, don't count your chickens yet before they're hatched because there's a lot of stuff going on. Now, I'll tell you, out of all the Republicans, Steve Rogers was on the radio show, and all the Republican contenders are welcome to come on the show, including Kim Gudano, who's the lieutenant governor, even though Christie denies that.
Yes.
He's such an asshole.
He really is.
But anyway, they're all welcome to come on the show, and I love Steve Rogers, and he represents the morals that I like, but he's unfortunately, to win in New Jersey, he's too far to the right.
Yeah,
you got to get the moderate vote. And that's what Christie did. You know, Christie ran as a rhino.
Right.
He was really a Republican, R-H-H-I-N-O, I used to say, Republican hothead in name only.
Yeah.
And, you know, he won because of that, and he won the re-election because of that. So Steve Rogers is a little too far right. He's going to alienate that moderate base.
Yeah, you can't run a normal human being with normal family values.
No, not in New Jersey. New Jersey, the takers outnumber the makers now.
Yes,
so, and
absolutely.
You know, anybody that emails me and tells me that's a veiled minority thing, go F yourself, all right?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I had that before. Well, when I imply takers, I'm implying I'm being racist when I say that.
Oh, my gosh.
That's such bullshit, okay? I'm not prejudiced anyway. I hate everybody.
That's true.
Okay?
Man.
I don't care what color you are. If you're here, if you're working, you have gainful employment, you're paying taxes, you're a maker.
You're my best friend.
Okay?
That's right.
If you're living on the dole and sucking off the hind teat of the state and federal government,
when you could be
you
working,
you are a taker.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And if you people, takers, got to work, we could take better care of our elderly and our veterans.
That's right.
Okay? So maybe you should pull it along a little bit. So I don't want to get one racist effing email from any of you. All you have to do is not listen to the show. Or send me an email and I'll read your shit next week. Right, wrong, or indifferent, if that's a fail. Or I'll have you on the show.
Right.
And you can prove to me how I'm a racist by saying that. But New Jersey has more takers than makers now. Our politicians know that. You know,
the United States has more takers than makers because most of the people who are in this state, in the country, work either for, get some sort of a check, let's put it that way, get some sort of a check from the government. It's 52% get some sort of a check or subsidy or whatever from the government. We're screwed. The moment that happens, nobody wants to give that up, man.
No.
Who's going to give that up?
Correct. So we've built this, you know, socialist entitlement country.
Yes, exactly.
The same thing, you've heard me talk about this all the time with illegal immigrants. You know, they're not undocumented residents, as Ross Baraka would say. Yeah. They're illegal immigrants.
Right.
They're
right.
Illegal. If you could prove you had gainful employment, you don't have a criminal record, I would sponsor you for citizenship.
Damn right. Absolutely. Just pay some tax now.
But if you have a criminal record or you're living off the dole, I told you, I would buy you Louis Vuitton luggage and a first-class ticket back to your country and give you $10,000 in cash in the denomination of your country.
But fake Chinatown Louis Vuitton luggage.
Sandy, even real would still be worth
it. It still would be.
In the long run.
Yeah, right.
Okay? Seriously, if you're not going to contribute, get out.
I had a conversation with a guy at the gym this morning, and he's like, I would be happy if the politicians today would just come be out front. Just take the $2 million. Don't do a $2 billion side deal that makes you $2 million. That costs me $2 billion. I'd rather just pay the $2 million.
Correct.
Just take it. Just do Correct. Like they do in Italy. Just openly take the damn money.
So national reciprocity is close. I'm telling you right now.
I hope. I'm not getting excited.
All right. I'm not excited either, but it's coming. When we come back, I got a great letter to read, talk a little bit about our GT Fitness encounter, and then I got a learning segment. You're going to learn.
I'm going to learn?
Yes.
Fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shitbaggerator, this year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shitbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Just park your Shitbaggerator in the town square. Open the lid and drop the shit bag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, shit bags go in and come out as a mound. Super sharp stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice shit bags so thin they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest shit bags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high, and the Shitbaggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size shitbag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing! Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the Shitbaggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you 4 additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The Shitbaggerator and 4 specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The Shitbaggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by.
Pull the mic closer to me. Can you hear me now?
All right, stop. Okay. Just stop.
All right. This segment is brought to you by Gunsitters. Gunsitters.com and Weapons Guard is located on 831B, Route 10 East in Whippany, in the Pine Plaza below the original Pancake House. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. Gunsitters, they're Easton, is up and running, and Gun for Hire Radio listeners are storing stuff right over the border.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice. And do Working the you. Way it should
yep.
be.
So you can go there and shoot your stuff and have fun and then leave it there. But if you're going through a divorce, criminal, have kids with problems, you're moving, you're selling your house, you're building a house, you're going on vacation, check out gunsitters.com. Just go down and check out the situation. They'll show you the vault and everything. You'll be blown away by it. But you should have their card in your wallet because, God forbid, something should happen. They're just a good hook to have.
And it's a good place to store all those high-capacity magazines and drums that you don't have.
Yeah, that would be in Pennsylvania.
That would be in Pennsylvania. Easton, yes. In the Easton facility, if, you know, you don't have them, but it would be a good place to store them if you don't have them.
If your grandfather passed and you had an M1 carbine that's illegal in New Jersey, you don't have to get rid of it. You can just leave it in Easton.
Yeah, you don't have to bother your friend who lives in North Carolina.
Correct. So last week I had George and I had Tyler on from GT Fitness, and we talked about, you know, like Corey Vaughn basically said, sent me a message like, yeah, listen to the show. He's like, you're right. You know, you could have all the equipment in the world, but if you have a heart attack running up your stairs, yeah, what good is all of that shit?
Right,
so
yeah.
Some of us tend to forget about the most important piece of equipment, which is ourselves. And I did for 53 years.
Yeah.
Okay. This letter is from Kenny. Hi, Anthony. It was nice meeting you at the range today. As my whole family, myself, my wife, and my dad, listened to your weekly show. As we discussed, my dad found this week's show very inspirational to get in shape. I think this is a great topic for discussion, and I'm glad you brought it up. I had a brief discussion with my dad about possibly coming on the show. He CC'd in his email. Not sure where he stands on it at this moment. Thanks for all your great work with the 2A and New Jersey. Kenny. I was out in the parking lot walking Winston, and Kenny and his lovely wife stopped me. Like, are you Anthony? Oh, we listen to the show every week. And my dad listened to it, and it's helped inspire him. He lost 30, 40 pounds, and
wow,
he's going.
That's great.
So I want to have him on the show if we possibly can. They live a little more central Jersey to here. So dad didn't reply in the email yet, so we probably ticked him off or something, which is normal for me.
Yeah, that's not unusual.
But again, you know, if your ticker's not strong, that AR, AK, your Glock 18, your 50 billion rounds of ammo in the basement, and all your magazines and everything aren't going to do crap for you.
Yeah, if you get out of breath doing a tactical load, reload.
If you can't get up from one knee.
Yeah.
You know, if you have to jump for cover, you know, Clint Smith said, incoming fire has the right of way. So
yeah, I like that. Yeah, it's pretty good.
If you have incoming fire and you fall on the ground, you better be able to get up.
Yes.
And, you know, obviously we're not getting any younger. We get older and older every day and more out of shape. So I'm probably in the prime that I've ever been in 56 years because it's been 3 years nonstop working out.
Yeah.
But I also don't want you people to think I'm preaching to you, you know, get fit, get healthy, get off your ass. What's your excuse is my daily post. But I'm just looking at it from protecting yourself and your family. You know, predators look for prey.
Yes.
You know, Jim his name is Jim at GT Fitness. He's 84 years old. You want to see him working out, right? He walks like a 60-year-old man. They'll mug a 60-year-old man before they mug him.
Yeah.
Because he looks like he'll put up a fight.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about learning. We talked about bringing the women to the range. One of the biggest things that we discuss all the time is cross-eyed dominant issues.
Yeah.
And for you people that... And you're going to see more learning segments coming on. I've been invigorated, okay? Sandy's been telling me for 3 years we should do more learning segments, and now it's my idea.
That's
so
right.
We're going to
that's
do
okay.
more learning that's segments. That's right. Correct. And
as long as Mr. Producer here doesn't tell you what to do to get closer to that mic.
Oh, am I closer to the mic now?
it's not
okay.
going to be good.
All right, listen to me. 20% of the population is cross-eyed dominant. 80% is strong eye dominant. What that means is your right hand hit it and your right eye is your dominant eye are lefty-lefty.
How do you know
two
the difference?
Two out of 10 people. Well, there's all these things. Hold your hand out, a thumb, wait for the sunset, get a feather, you know, stand on a barrel. Here's the best one. Get an empty paper towel tube. Go up to your 5 or 6-year-old son, niece, grandfather, nephew, our friend, and say, hold this for me. 99.9%, whatever hand they extend to take that tube, that's their strong hand. You can tell by them writing anyway, but a young kid, you might not be able to. And then say, would you do me a favor? Would you look inside of it like they were looking into a kaleidoscope or a telescope, right? Whatever eye they bring that up to is their dominant eye, all right? So if Johnny grabs with the right and puts it into his right eye, he's good to go. He's strong eye dominant. Now, when Johnny shoots a rifle, stock is on the right shoulder. Right cheek is welded to the stock, and he's looking down the scope or the iron sights with his right eye. If you hand the paper towel tube to Mary, and she takes it with her right hand, and she puts the tube to her left eye, well, she's cross-eyed dominant. Now, if you put that rifle in Mary's right shoulder, she would have to put her teeth on the stock with her face facing right. So that her left eye can look down. She has to mount the gun on her left shoulder. Now, if you catch them young, you can teach them to mount off of that side. Now, it's amazing because do not think of this as a weakness. Now, when you shoot a handgun, if you extend a handgun with both hands straight out, it really doesn't matter which eye is your dominant eye because you'll just tilt your head slightly to the left or right to put your eye into that scope. It really comes into play with long guns, more so than anything else. But a lot of times people don't know which eye to shut if they're target shooting. Now, I prefer you shoot with both eyes open. I don't shoot with both eyes open. I started shooting in the 70s, bullseye shooting, standing, you know, perpendicular to the target, one eye closed, looking down with my hand extended straight out, one hand shooting. So I constantly default to shooting with one eye, closing my other eye. But now you can identify with a person, which eye should I keep open or closed? Once you bring questioning into play, all of a sudden people start blinking of both eyes. They're like, I don't know which eye is my dominant eye now. Yeah, okay, this also comes into play with someone who has one eye, someone who might have lost an eye. That eye becomes the dominant eye. If you were born righty and you lose your right eye in an accident or medically or something, your left eye is now your dominant eye.
The brain will be is very magical in that sense.
Correct. Now, let me tell you something. Do not look at it as a negative. Wayne Gretzky's cross-eyed dominant. Baseball players that learn how to switch hit and put their dominant eye closest to the pitcher have higher batting averages. The two sisters, Serena Williams and Venus, the better one is cross-eyed dominant.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know that.
Yes. And cross-eyed dominant people tend to be ambidextrous. My friend Chris, for the past 45 years, cross-eyed dominant, he bowls righty, golfs lefty, writes righty, eats lefty. I can't even pull a zipper up with my left hand. So diagnose it, work off the strengths with cross-eyed dominancy. Gun for Hire is back in South Jersey Shooting Club. John Atticat unexpectedly passed away.
Nice place.
People
John
reached
was
out
a good
to
guy.
Me. Yes, we're using their state-of-the-art three-level shoot house. We're hosting Masad Ayoub there for Mag 40, August 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. We're hosting Urban Carbine 3, Urban Pistol 3 down there. Again, their shoot houses. Dr. Pirelli is going to be on Psychology and Firearms July 23rd. He's going to be here. He's going to be on the show next week, by the way. Protective Pen, June 9th. Quick Clot, June 3rd. Urban Carbine, June 2nd. Use of Force, May 23rd. Civilian Response to an Active Shooter, June 29th. Masad Ayoub, my master, back in the house. Shoot house, tactical stuff, high-level stuff down at South Jersey Shooting Club. It is in Winslow, New Jersey. Exit 3 on the Turnpike.
Real beautiful country, too.
I am done. Get that paper towel tube and start diagnosing, bitches.
Nice. Well, it looks like you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-hosts, Master Trainer, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, even though we don't respect them, we love them. We love you guys and respect you a lot more than our control crew. But Anthony's right. Each one, reach one. Winston, don't you think we should bring some women in? That's right. So, moms, we love you. Thank you so much for putting up with us. We will see you guys next week.